This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A third Russian airfield was burning Tuesday from a drone strike, a day after Ukraine demonstrated an apparent new ability to penetrate hundreds of kilometers deep into Russian airspace with attacks on two other Russian airbases. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Russia confirmed it had been hit by what it said were Soviet-era drones at Engels Air Base, 600 kilometers from the nearest Ukrainian territory. Ukrainian presidential adviser Olesy Arestovych said it was the only base Russia has that is fully equipped for the giant bombers Russia has used in attacks on Ukraine's energy grid. And in Ryazan, just a few hours' drive from Moscow. Kyiv did not directly claim responsibility for the strikes. It never does with attacks inside Russia, but celebrated them. The New York Times, citing a senior Ukrainian official, said the drones involved in Monday's attacks were launched from Ukrainian territory, and at least one of the strikes was made in the help of special forces close to the base. Russian commentators said on social media that if Ukraine could strike that far inside Russia, it might also be able to hit Moscow.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Britain's defense ministry has said Russia was likely to consider the attacks on the Russian bases deep inside its own territory as some of the most strategically significant failures of force protection since its invasion of Ukraine in February. Ukraine's health ministry said Tuesday was asking regional officials to consider suspending non-essential surgeries until the energy situation inside the country stabilizes. Eight waves of Russian airstrikes on critical infrastructure in recent weeks have seriously damaged Ukraine's power grid and led to emergency and planned outages across the country. This is VOA News. In a bipartisan salute, leaders in the U.S. Congress Tuesday honored law enforcement officers for their actions when the Capitol was attacked January 6, 2021. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Capitol Rotunda.
We canonize these heroes in the pantheon of patriots.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, after presenting congressional gold medals to officers represented by Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger and Washington Police Chief Robert Conti.
It was a day unlike any other in our nation's history.
An unprecedented crisis that called for unprecedented action, and the congressional gold medal is a product of your efforts as guardians of our democracy.
Democracy lived on because of them.
From the Senate's two leaders.
Thank you for having our backs. Thank you for saving our country.
Thank you. Thank God for you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters, angered by allegations of corruption in Mongolia's coal trade with China, tried to force their way into the state palace in the capital. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The U.S. Embassy in Ulaanbaatar issued an alert on Monday saying several hundred protesters had gathered in the freezing cold in the city's Souk Batar Square during the weekend and marched to the presidential residence. The demonstrators were demanding that the government hold officials accountable for the alleged theft of 385,000 tons of coal from stockpiles on Mongolia's border with China. There are allegations that the stolen coal was being sold in China. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said she was unaware of any such transactions. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pakistan's Supreme Court Tuesday began scrutinizing an apparently lackluster government investigation into what the top court called the brutal killing of a highly regarded investigative journalist while in self-exile in Kenya. 50-year-old Arshad Sharif was fatally shot in the head under mysterious circumstances by police officers at a checkpoint outside Kenya's capital, Nairobi, last October, in what was swiftly declared a case of mistaken identity for a carjacking. At an initial hearing Tuesday, a panel of five judges, led by the Chief Justice, asked Pakistan's foreign and interior ministries, as well as federal investigation agencies, to submit their responses by Wednesday when the court reconvenes. Sharif spent years hosting a popular primetime television political talk show on Pakistani television before fleeing the country for Kenya, citing threats to his life after the government registered a treason case against him. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.